I believe that the Alfred P. Murrah Building had nothing to do with the Branch Davidians. It may have been the motivation for Tim McVeigh. I can see that. That wasn't the motivation of the others. The motivation of the others was that April the 19th, 1995, was the day that Mr. Snell was to be executed in Arkansas, as he was that night. His religious counselor was the Reverend Millar. His ashes are at Elohim City. He committed two murders. He shot and killed a Jewish pawnbroker and an African-American Missouri State patrolman. I think the jeweler was in Arkansas, hence he was executed by the state of Arkansas. But several years before that, Mr. Snell, Mr. Ellison, and a man named, entered into another conspiracy to destroy the Alfred P. Murrah Building by firing a rocket at it in the same way the Provisional IRA fired a rocket into the cabinet room at 10 Downing Street when John Major was prime minister. The target that day was Asa Hutchison. Asa Hutchison was visiting the Murrah Building. Asa Hutchison was, I believe, the United States attorney when the Covenant, the Sword, and the Ark was raided in 1985. The government produced this evidence in a trial in Fort Smith, Arkansas, the sedition trial. All of those individuals were acquitted. Doesn't mean they were innocent. It merely means the government's proof failed. But in the media presentation by the government, all of these facts and possible coincidences or relevance are marginalized. And instead, what is created is Tim McVeigh is the leader. Tim McVeigh is the ringleader. As I said before, when you kill 168 people, 19 of whom are children under the age of 6 and 8 of whom are federal law enforcement officials, you don't say, we caught some of them, but not all of them. You say, we solved it, we got them all. So, for whatever reason, many of them are dead now. Most of them are in prison. A few of them sleep in their own beds at night. Never prosecuted, never convicted. That's my belief. When it was over with, I gave all of my files, roughly 1 million sheets of paper, everything I had, good, bad, indifferent, ugly, all of my work product, all of the government's discovery once McVeigh had waived the attorney-client privilege to the University of Texas, so that independent historians or reporters or family victims, whoever, could go and at least have access, because you're sure not going to get that information from the federal government.
Why didn't your work end up in Oklahoma, at the University of Oklahoma?
Several reasons. First, I went to the University of Texas. I had never contributed anything after I graduated. I owe a lot to the University of Texas, and I thought this is a way for me to acknowledge that. Number two, the University of Texas has three major depositories of documents: President Lyndon Johnson's Presidential Library, the Harry Hunt Ransom Center for Rare Books Collection, and the Eugene C. Barker Center for American History. The Barker Center alone, I think, has 92 employees. So they have the facilities, the staff, and the money to take care of the documents, to preserve them, to administer them, to go through them. And third, Texas was the site of the Branch Davidian assault, and a lot of the material we gathered had to do with that. And fourth, the only, I think, real condition that I put on the University of Texas was that I did not want this to be a memorial for the victims, that the victims had their memorial in Oklahoma City. I thought it was appropriate. This was for independent inquiry. There was no agenda. The agenda was to be developed by the people that did the research, whether it was with my theory or somebody else's theory or the government. I did put two other conditions. I'm sorry. The photographs of the victims as they were found and for purposes of identification developed by the medical examiner were to be sealed forever, never to be opened. I had those. And secondly, Mike Tiger had given me his investigative reports. and he asked them to keep them confidential. So I said, you can't open these under the terms of which I got them, and I want that respected.